hear myself like this? How can I not hear myself? Okay, oh God, I don't want to hear myself with my headphones on. Hello, Diamanda.
Hello.
How are you today?
All right.
Have you been having fun since I last saw you? I took Diamanda out for cappuccino and some kind of little poppy seed cakes on Thanksgiving Day. And then we went to the beach and had a very good time. So what have you been doing since then?
Well, I've been working at the studio at Hunter's Point, going back to San Diego about three times since I saw you. I travel a lot.
I know. Diamanda was saying that in 1 month, I think it was last month or whatever, she was on 20 jets. And she was sort of, you know, saying that you really do get burned out. But my eyes were just glowing. Where did you go on some of those 20 jets? I mean,
a lot of times I'll be just traveling through different parts of the United States, doing concerts or various things.
And you travel with a lot of equipment, right?
Yeah.
Tell the people out there what you travel with.
Well, I travel with about 100 pounds of equipment. Actually more these days, but a couple of delay units and a harmonizer and equalization. What else?
Vocoder?
No, I don't use a vocoder.
What do you use that makes
reverb unit?
That your voice sound really low, like a man's? Because I told someone I was interviewing Diamanda Galas. They said, "Is that a man or a woman?" Which
both.
Wasn't very astute, but I mean, I thought it was a really interesting.
Yeah, I let other people worry about those things. I just do the music. The man's voice is not. I don't do that
in
with
the
a harmonizer.
Litany.
Oh, in litanies,
God,
part
is that
of it.
Great, that
but
is so eerie.
The man's
wonderful.
Voice. I get through speaking down the throat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, and I didn't realize that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
Well, sometimes I use a harmonizer, though, in Panopticon, so I do both. So it's a different sound than just using a harmonizer. That's kind of a standard sound, you know.
Did you always have this way of vocalizing? Like, was it just in your mind that this was something that you wanted to do, or did you sing very conventionally at one point and then make a switch? Like, how did it evolve?
I never started singing conventionally. I started singing, as I might have mentioned to you before, in the mental institutions, because some friends of mine in living theater told me about this. They said it would be a good circuit for my kind of work. So I wasn't really interested in being a singer, but just in using the voice, because it was more direct to express what I refer to as unacceptable emotional states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so later on I studied the voice, because I have to be a perfect machine, you know. I
mm-hmm.
have to be able to do everything I hear, and I have to do more, so I can't just do things that technically I'm able to do. I have to be able to do what I hear, which is a lot more difficult.
That starting in mental institutions is interesting, because sometimes I did that too at one point, and you realize that it's not much different than the people that are outside. It's just they happen to be locked up, you know. So, okay. What do you want now? What do you want to do musically or not musically? What do you want almost the most?
I want to continue doing what I'm doing already, in the sense that I'm not interested in matrixing myself in terms of new music or what other people want to call me or whatever. Just continue working in context that interests me. You know, I just want to keep myself interested, like most people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing a record with Test Department in London in about a month, and then working on an electroacoustic opera for solo soprano and tape.
Oh, that should be fabulous.
Yeah.
When's that going? When do you forecast that's going to come out?
At this point, I don't know.
And do you know where it'll be premiered or anything like that? Or you're just, it's a concept at this point?
There's things in negotiation right now that I'm not enough at liberty to talk about. But I'm just working on it right now at Hunter's Point. And aside from that, I get different types of contexts going with different people, different bands. I'm also working on Edvarton, which is for solo soprano and full orchestra.
Is this your piece?
No, this is Arnold Schoenberg.
Oh.
Yeah. So oh. I like to work, I'm working on Lady Macbeth. Uh-huh. I don't believe that there's any reason to matrix oneself uh-huh. musically. I've been doing music since I was 5 years old, so I don't worry about that. Other people do, but that's their problem.
Tell the story, if you want to, about one of the reviews. You have a fabulous attitude towards reviews, and there was one particular story that you told me at the cafe floor about one reviewer, and you said, thank you, something like that. You just turned it around. Something about the heavy metal.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
You said it was a sort of some review that said you were more suited to heavy metal or something like that. It wasn't a tremendously favorable review, and you met the reviewer and you just said, "Thank you very much because of you, I'm going to start going into heavy metal."
Oh yeah,
the heavy metal direction.
And oh yeah,
it was just a crack.
It may have been a classical critic or new music critic or something like that. I really don't know. There's a lot of times that people say things that are supposed to make you reconsider that are actually very entertaining. So I don't know.
Which artist do you most respect?
Oh. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I have a lot of people I like. I like Roger Corman a lot. I like
who's Roger Corman?
Roger Corman is the film director, film
producer.
Oh,
okay. I was waiting, you know, I love that. I was waiting to sort of hear a music figure.
Oh,
Roger
no.
Corman is hot. Roger Corman is fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I have the influences that I have are not always very musical. I mean, not very musical. That's a nice one. Yeah, a lot of them aren't very musical.
Obvious that it's a big range, you know. It's obvious from your work. Anyone who really listens to you.
Yeah, I'm not often that inspired by music, per se, mm-hmm. you know. I do music, that's enough. I like, you know, I mean, I can place an inspiration of some stuff of Wagner with some Charles Bronson films, I don't mm-hmm. know. I mean, I just like mm-hmm. different things, and I don't worry about that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that we should hear Panopticon. Do you want to say anything about it before we start?
No.
Okay. I listened to it yesterday and I was so mesmerized. Here's Panopticon, Diamanda Galas.
do I call me in this island? I know empty things that I don't care. I wouldn't get the flower that comes to me, and I am in heaven. I look empty things that are not there. I wouldn't let it get the flower that comes to me, and I see things that are not there. I ask my deep, what is happening now? I ask my temple, and it's clear that I see things that are not there. And I ask myself, and I ask, 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 and I ask.
What is my name? 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 What is your name, darling? What is your name, angel? What is your name, darling? What is your name, baby? What is your name, baby? What is your name, baby? Your name is that of a condemned man.
Your name is that of a condemned man. You have no name.
I stepped now into the sea, to feed you no know, no think of making love them. I will not be sedated, 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 I will not be sedated. I have got a love into his heart, and you bleed it with me. No, 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 I will not be sedated, I will not be sedated, I will not be sedated, I will not be sedated. And you felt like making love to him.
Even with a knife at his throat. That is why at this time he is a prisoner. It is the essence of the prisoner today. He has no reason to own his brother. I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this. I've been living with a knife in his heart. And this is why at this time he's a prisoner. It is the essence of being a prisoner today. He has no reason to own his brother. He can not be the dude, the only man. He can not be the dude, the only man. He can not be the dude, the only man. He can not be the dude, the only man. He can not be the dude, the only man. He can not be the dude, the only man. He can not be the dude, the only man. He can not be the dude, the only man.
Thank you.
your mercy and old age. Take this child up ladders to the storm. Shave from her soul his reptilian grace and send her to a death beyond temptation.
Wow, that was Diamanda Galas's Panopticon. And that is going to be heard live on Saturday, December 15th, 8:30 p.m. sharp, Japan Center Theater, the Kabuki Theater. Diamanda, will you tell us more about what you're doing that night?
I'll be doing two performances. The first one will be Les Yeux Sans Sang, which is Eyes Without Blood. And that's for solo voice, live signal processing, and quadraphonic sound. I'll be working with Richard Zvonor, who will be doing the live signal processing. And then the second piece will be Panopticon.
Mm-hmm. So, come on time. There's also that same night, Paul Drescher will be there, and Anthony Davis. But it's like three separate performances, with Diamanda being first. It's part of the New and Unusual, isn't it? Part of that New and Unusual mm-hmm. series. So I can't wait to hear it. What are some things that inspire you generally? I know it's not just musicians, for sure, by a long shot. It's just such a panoply of so many other things.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people ask me about Wild Woman with Steak Knives, and sometimes I say it's kind of like a Raymond Chandler novel or something. You know, it's much less involved in terms of inspiration with music than as a kind of a dramatic structure that seems to be manifest musically. You know, I have a lot of notes that look like notes for the creation of a film or something, you know.
It's very filmic, you know.
Yeah, it's very filmic, and I've gotten a lot of calls in that area to do some stuff for film because of it, and I find that rather interesting. But I seem to be more inspired by, you know, things like the women's prison films, you know, those old Ida Lupino films. That
those
kind of stuff.
Those are amazing films.
Not necessarily. It's very, the music that I'm doing is very carnivalistic. It has that kind of edge, you know. I'm not really interested in a lot of new music. I'm interested in lurid music. I'm interested in music that serves this, emotional, very strong emotional states. Otherwise, it's just sort of academic for me. It doesn't really interest me. I mean, I've done music for a long enough time to be able to say this with a kind of a... I don't know. It doesn't interest me.
Do you read a lot?
Not as much as I should, no.
What? Who are your favorite writers? Like, if you would just pick up a book, I mean, what would you be reading? Do you like novels, or do you like Baudelaire? Do you like poetry or novels, or what?
The people that I've been most inspired by in that area have probably been Poe, Baudelaire, L'Autremont, those kind of writers. That's interested me the most.
What about food? You want to talk to us about food? I love it. I had to.
Food. Okay.
Tell me what you eat. I had to bring it up.
About 6 packs of Hershey bars right before I sing.
Did your voice teacher tell you to do your voice coach?
No, it's part of my
it's
vocal
part of your
work,
old vocal work. So that's Hershey bars with almonds or not? Or do the almonds get caught down there?
No almonds, no almonds. Just Hershey's.
Straight milk chocolate. Yeah. I like semi-sweet chocolate myself, or semi, as they say in this wonderful state of California.
Tennessee whiskey, the general, you know.
Yeah, the general singer, lusty, earthy, fantastic woman vocalist, which I just love.
What prize fighters usually eat before they go on.
Well, God, the stamina that you must need. Are you dripping wet when you finish, or are you burned out? What do you do when you're finished a performance? Or should I ask that? Oh, what?
No,
the
I
hell?
Don't know. It's kind of like when I'm performing, it's pretty much like a lot of fighters, you know? It's war, you know? You've got an audience who's coming there to look at you. They don't know you. They don't like you. Why should they like
they
you?
They love you. The first time I ever saw Diamond in 81, New Music America in San Francisco, I flipped. Are you kidding? I just frigging flipped.
Nevertheless, if they like it, that's probably very interesting. But there's no real reason they should or shouldn't, you know. They probably, maybe they do at the end of the concert, you know. But initially, they see this person standing up there, and it's like you're telling them something, and they may not want to hear it. And why should they want to hear it, you know, ultimately? So it's war. It's ultimately, you have to convince them that there's a reason for you to be on stage. You know.
But they see... I think we should hear litanies, even though I could just talk for a million hours, because I wanted to ask you about different cities and things that you love. Just tell me right off the bat, what's one of your favorite cities that comes to mind immediately?
London.
I like London, too.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday, December 15th at 8:30 p.m. at Japan Center Theater. That's the Kabuki Theater, Diamanda Galas Live. It's part of the New and Unusual series, doing Les Yeux en Sang, which is Eyes Without Blood, and Panopticon. And now we're going to go out with Litanies of Satan by Diamanda Galas. And I just want to remind you and say goodbye. It's Barbara Golden, part two of Wild Women. Thank you, Russ Jennings and Kathy. And it's KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and KFCF in Fresno. Bye. Litanies of
le plus savante et le plus beau des anges. Tu trahis par le sort et privé de louanges. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh prince de l'exil, à qui l'on a fait tort, et qui vaincu toujours te redresse plus forte. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Toi qui sais tout, roi, roi des choses, ta reine, guérisseur et familière des angoisses humaines. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Toi qui, même au loutre, au pari à maudit, enseigné pour l'amour et le goût du paradis. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère.
Et toi, le plus savant de la poupée des anges, tu trahis pour la force et privé de louange. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Au point de l'écrit, la couleur de tes tortes, et qui d'un coup du jour, tu te fasses plus forte.
Sweet dad!
good does it say that blood is it?
Oh, wow.
docteur, c'est qui va où?